Are you ready?
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
We just become best friends.
Yep.
Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Thank you very much for being here. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. Okay, David, I know you're pumped for the eclipse.
It's eclipse day, yeah.
It's like a half hour. You're going to be able to see it.
Yeah, well, I mean, for the total eclipse, it's like a minute or less. But yeah, yeah, it's fine. I mean, I'll probably see more clouds than anything else.
Yeah, but still, I mean, you've got to at least act like you're blown away by it, don't you?
Yeah, like, oh my gosh. It's dark for a few seconds. Cool.
I understand why people are really excited about it. I'm just afraid when I actually see it, what will my reaction be? Because yeah. I get the feeling it will be something like, well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But if you do what we do for a living, it seems like you're supposed to get more excited about it than that, and I won't know what to say.
Yeah, and I really don't want to, you know, rain on anybody's parade. If you're excited about it, great, awesome.
Yeah,
I want you to enjoy things. I think it's cool that people enjoy things. I think, yeah, it's kind of a cool thing to witness all of that, but I just don't get the dazzling coverage that has to happen around this event that happens from time to time.
I almost stayed home today because I thought if I'm home and it happens, word is my cats can talk for just like 90 seconds there. And that would be really cool.
Wow. There are some wild predictions different people are making that's going to happen today.
I've heard end times, too.
Different things like that.
We got a couple of notes over the weekend.
People
are like, are you guys afraid this is the end of times?
No.
Like, I'm not, no.
But no. Thanks. But I've heard different people talking
thanks
about that.
Thanks for putting that in my head, though. Appreciate it.
And David, was it you that was on Good Morning America that was giving sort of the dazzling coverage and Strahan thanked you for it?
All right. Thank you for all of that, David. Look forward to watching your special coverage of the path at the path of totality and the eclipse today. I mean, just all that information really. So he will wear the glasses, but I like the advice to the parents. Protect your eyes.
Yes.
You don't sense the pain in your retina. So great advice there from David.
Nice job, David.
Great advice from David.
Thank you, yeah. I mean, that's Michael Strahan trying to sound excited about something he does not care about at all. That's what that sounds like to me, where he's just like, yeah, thanks. That was great advice, by the way, to tell people to wear sunglasses when they look at the sun.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's great advice.
Not today. Don't wear sunglasses. Easy. Can't wear sunglasses.
All right.
The
eclipse glasses.
Right. Yeah. I go to the grocery store this weekend, and the eclipse glasses are there.
Yeah.
And again, they tell you, you know, these $200 sunglasses you wear, don't look at it with the sunglasses. Get these 50-cent a piece freaking glasses from a grocery store and look. I mean, we go, okay.
Are you saying you doubt what they're saying?
Well, I don't know, but it's they're literally like 50 cents.
Yeah.
And there's little cardboard things you put on, and these $300 prescription sunglasses are no good.
Well, no, they're not dark enough.
That must be it, man.
Have you ever had $200 sunglasses in your life?
No.
Okay. I was going to say,
because
I want to know about it. I can't see you ever spending $200 on a pair of sunglasses.
I only go in when it's like I get them free. I get the eyeglasses, and I get the sunglasses free.
Oh, got it. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people do.
I know.
They're nice.
And I realize these are probably effective, and they work, but seriously, man. Some a kid made in like kindergarten art class.
But you bought them.
Of course I did.
So more on that coming up a little bit later. We're learning the economy was worse under Trump than Biden. I have not seen this. Is this new eclipse math?
Yeah, exactly. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg was on MSNBC talking with former Biden press secretary Jen Psaki, who's a journalist now, we're told. She called him, by the way, in the preamble to this, the master at combating disinformation. Pete Buttigieg. Okay.
Okay.
And then asked him to knock down the claim that the economy was better under Donald Trump.
Okay.
Well, if you just look at where we were 4 years ago, you couldn't buy toilet paper sometimes. We were dealing with...
It was the pandemic.
You moron. Yeah. No kidding. Seriously.
That's really...
That's your example?
That is an insult to people.
Oh, like, sure.
Listen, maybe these dopes will forget that COVID thing was going on at that time.
Dealing with so many issues, not just as a consequence of the pandemic, which hit everybody hard, but even if you look a little bit past that, the economy was growing, but not as fast as it's growing now. Mm-hmm. Unemployment had come down, but
what?
Not as low as it is now.
People have gone backwards, dude.
Yeah, right.
Have you seen credit card debt?
Yeah. Yeah, they're talking about GDP growth, which a lot of times recently has been the result of one-time debt payoffs because interest rates are so crazy. And again, nobody cares about what the GDP is if they're having to take out second and third part-time jobs in order to maintain a standard of living they were used to 4 years ago.
Yeah. Again, man, it just seems to me it's such an insult to people that are their viewers. They'll buy this. This is something we need to sell now. And I don't know if some people actually believe that or not. I guess we'll see in the polling. Meanwhile, there's some protests going on.
Yeah. Friday was Al-Quds Day, celebrated by some Muslims as Ramadan is wrapping up. And it is in support of the ending of Israel. It was initiated by Ruhollah Khomeini, the Islamic revolutionary in Iran, who was the supreme leader of Iran in the 80s. Part of the 1979 revolution, all that. Mm-hmm. In Dearborn, Michigan, a bunch of people showed up to talk about the need to destroy Israel, and it is just about as unhinged as you may think.
Yes, it is.
Why are our protests on the International Day of Quds, why are they so anti-America? Why don't we just focus more on Israel and not talk so much about America? Gaza has shown the entire world why these protests are so anti-America. Because it's the United States government that provides the funds for all of the atrocities that we just heard about. And this is why Imam Khomeini, who declared the International Day of Quds, this is why he would say to pour all of your chants and all of your shouts upon the head of America.
Okay, time out right there.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Okay. All right. First, obviously, most reasonable people know how all of this started in Israel on October 7th.
Mm-hmm.
That probably goes without saying. Second thing, can we start the GoFundMe so this dude and his ilk, they can go back to wherever they want to go since this is such a terrible place? Because you're just depressed here. So I would like to lead the charge to say, we're going to help you get the out of here.
Well, I don't know his background. He doesn't sound like he's from America, so maybe just deport him. Adios, buddy. See you later.
It's not Genocide Joe that has to go. It's the entire system that has to go. Any system that would allow such atrocities and such devilry to happen.
Devilry?
Devilry. That's a new word. I haven't heard that one before.
He's
doing, from the United States?
Yes.
Giving money to Israel after what happened on October 7th. Okay. Give me a break, man.
And would support it. Such a system does not deserve to exist on God's earth. And so when these fools ask...
Really, again, man, free ticket. If you can't afford to get there, I'm sure we can come up with enough money for you and plenty in your community to say, so long, everybody.
And so when these fools ask us if Israel has the right to exist, the chant, death to Israel, has become the most logical chant shouted across the world today.
Okay. That's very, very calm and collected.
Well, yeah, and these are the people that mm-hmm. Biden has taken a knee to.
Yeah.
To try to get their vote.
You know, I think it's funny that he's talking about this rotten system in America mm-hmm. while paying homage to a holiday started by a dude responsible in part for the current regime in Iran. Iran right now, just last year, executed nearly 1,000 people for like minor drug possession charges and other crimes against the state because they're trying to instill the maximum amount of fear in their population to retain an iron grip on the population.
How are the women's rights going over there?
Not great.
Great.
No? Not great, actually.
Huh?
Yeah.
Hmm. But it's devilish what's going on here. Get over yourself.
And how do you negotiate with that?
You don't.
I mean, how do you do that?
You don't.
How do you reason with that person? You can't.
You don't. You deport
them. There's no reasoning here. Yeah, I mean, there's no reasoning.
I mean, that, in my mind, that would take a friendship that lasts years where you have an open conversations for a long time to change minds there. That's not a one or two just sort of, let's just sit down and talk. Let's dialogue.
Right.
No, that's not going to work in that situation.
No.
Wow. There's more on that a little bit later. Joe Biden speaking over the weekend, David. Did he have a moment?
He might have. Joe Biden visited Baltimore to survey the damage after the Key Bridge collapse. And I think he announced, something about a federal grant to pay workers who were affected by this.
Okay.
My administration is announcing the first tranche of dislocated worker grants. Fancy phrase, which is dimes, all it is there to make sure it helps create jobs for workers involved in the cleanup. Additional jobs.
The confused look on Robin's face halfway through is what gets me.
It's the outfielder, and the wind's chasing the ball, and he's... He's running around in different spots trying to get
turned around,
trying to get going the wrong way.
All discombobulated.
Yeah, crazy.
That was only 14 seconds.
I don't even know what that was.
Let's try again.
What was that one word?
My administration is announcing the first tranche of dislocated workers.
Trance? What's the trance?
Like first group of.
Okay, trance is the
tranche.
Word. Tranche.
Okay.
Tranche is the word.
Yes.
Okay.
On the teleprompter, just say, make it easier for the old guy.
Yeah.
Huh?
First tranche of dislocated worker grants. Fancy phrase. Which is dimes, all it is.
Dislocated speech. I don't know how you
fix
it.
Fancy phrase?
Yeah.
All it is there to make sure it helps create jobs for workers involved in the cleanup of this incident. Additional jobs.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Did we get to good paying jobs, union jobs? Did we get to that part? Did we bring it all out there?
You know, sometimes I like to look up the White House transcript. Just to see if they try.
Oh, yeah.
Because a lot of times the person doing the transcript on behalf of the president will correct the president and then write down something that was not said.
Right.
Or they'll like put it in brackets to say this is what he meant. This is what was written on the script.
Right.
They gave up on this one. The quote that they provide is, today my administration is announcing the first tranche of dislocated worker grants. Fancy phrase too, which is dimed. All of it is there to make sure it helps create jobs for workers.
Freaking right. Yes.
That's what that is, huh?
Yes.
Okay.
And you know how much money they're ready to spend on this?
How much?
Just a guess.
$1.7 trillion off the sidelines. And
that's you see? That's what I'm guessing.
Okay.
I don't know. What it could
four
possibly be.
More years.
Meeting tech companies.
Right. Yes. Something else we got to get to. Engine cover falling off another Boeing plane. Oh, yeah, that much more coming up. Out of all the things we do to maintain and protect our homes, getting up on a ladder to clean out the gutters is one of the last things you want to do.
It's time to upgrade to a permanent solution with Leaf Filter.
Right now, you can save up to 30% off for your entire purchase at leaffilter.com/Markley. Protect your home from flooding, roof damage, rotting siding, foundation issues, and more.
Leaf Filter uses award-winning patented technology to keep out everything but water. Every installation comes with free inspection, estimate, and lifetime guarantee.
An investment in Leaf Filter is an investment engineered to protect your whole home.
Protect your home and never clean out gutters again with Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
Schedule your free inspection and get up to 30% off your entire purchase at leaffilter.com/Markley.
That's a free inspection and up to 30% off at leaffilter.com/Markley.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more.
So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle.
NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth.
With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required.
You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite.
You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors.
So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Now through April 15th, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Just head to netsuite.com/MVR.
That's netsuite.com/MVR.
netsuite.com/MVR.
The Markley Van Camp and Robbins Show. Thank you very much for being here. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. Oh, we're just, what, about 10 minutes away from David checking out the eclipse, man.
How exciting this is going
to
be.
I can't wait to see what he has to say about it. That's going to be a lot of fun. To lead into this story, yeah, there's some hesitation right now when you're getting on a jet. What happened now?
Dang. Well, now
that I think this is the cussing one.
No.
Just kidding.
Stop it.
It's edited.
Well, now the federal authorities are launching a new investigation into Boeing because the thing that the piece of metal that covers the engine fell off on a flight.
It's unbelievable, the video on this.
Yeah, this is a Southwest Airlines flight. As they're taking off, the piece of the metal, they call it cowling, was coming off and flapping around.
Yeah.
And then they take off, and the pilot's just like calling the tower like, yeah, we're going to have to declare an emergency. Apparently the cowling is coming off. Apparently, yeah. And so they got up to 10,000 feet and then circled back around. It was a Denver to Houston flight. They land back in Denver. To, you know, I don't know, staple it back together or something.
Golly.
The passengers, as they're landing, the passengers who had the window seat are, like, taking video of it and then just waiting for it to pop all the way off, and then it goes, boop, up, there it goes. All right.
Yeah, everyone does seem very calm in the situation. I'm waiting for, the Dumb and Dumber reaction. Our plane's colleagues falling off!
I wonder if I would be the guy, like, riding his bike in the neighborhood. All of a sudden, this thing hits me in the side of the head and kills me. That's how it goes.
Are you one of those just bad luck guys? You fear everything.
Killed by flying cowlings coming off planes. Yeah. What are the odds?
I still got that cough every time I left.
But it is. Man. It's like, yeah, I'm on the bike and then I get hit in the skull with that thing.
When's the last time you were on a bike?
This would be like one of the only times I get out and I go, oh, it's a nice day. I'll get my bike out. Yeah. I haven't had it out in a few years. So.
A few years? You haven't had a bike out in decades.
I don't even have a bike. I'm making it up.
I know, but you fear everything.
It's a comic thing, you know?
Okay.
There you go.
Dude, you do have a fear of like falling into a porta-john.
Well, no. I mean,
like through the hole, you can't fit.
Air conditioning coming out of a window of a high rise. Yeah, I mean, I think about those things all the time. Yeah.
I know. It's crazy to me. By the way, speaking of flights. Did you see where a handful of people are going to have the bragging rights of saying, yep, I saw the eclipse from 30,000 feet up?
Oh, took a while.
Yet Delta scheduled a flight from Austin to Detroit. Completely aligns with the path of totality. Mm. Last few seats, how much you think they went for? Closest two wins.
2,500.
3,000.
1,100.
Oh.
Big D with the victory. Mm. Way to go, David. Some people were wondering, do you need anything to protect your pets from an eclipse?
I heard people talking
about
this.
Did you get the little
this.
Glasses for your kitties?
No.
No?
No, they're not likely to look in the sun.
No, they're not.
I mean,
no.
Also, if you're worried about it, put them inside. They're not going to understand what's happening anyway. Not like your dog or your cats are going to get pissed off because you didn't let them look at the eclipse.
Right. Although, do talk about animals being very confused.
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
In the totality, because all of a sudden it's dark. Like, what happened? Mm-hmm. Hey, it's the middle of the day.
Right.
So that's going to mess up some things. Like, if you're outside, did you hear the part where if you hear a lot of birds chirping and all of a sudden, total eclipse, and then they stop? That'd be interesting.
The whole thing's weird. I mean, who knows?
Okay, on a 0 to 10 scale, 0 means absolutely no fear of anything happening. And 10, just 5 alarm fire, you're afraid.
I'm sitting probably 6-7.
Are you really? Something's going to go down
well,
today?
Well, I don't. I mean, look, man, it's 2024. Men are women, women are men. Joe Biden's the president. I mean, golly. I'd be like the show Lost, where you just get sucked into a vortex, your plane doesn't. end up like you finally land and there's dinosaurs running around.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin show. I think it's going to be all right, man.
It's going to be fine, dude.
I think that's probably the biggest story today, huh, David?
Apparently a lot of people are either really excited, freaked out, or just don't care about this eclipse that's happening today.
Some people have heard this thing that you can't eat during it.
What?
Did you hear that? NASA had to debunk it. The myth that you can't eat during an eclipse. Idea somehow it poisons food because the radiation from the sun is different.
Oh, my God.
You're like, you can't eat. Don't eat.
That's why never eat food at night either. Yeah. Sun's not even there.
All right. News update and a round of What's Your Story straight ahead. Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins show. Thank you for being here. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. Well, a couple hours away from David checking out the eclipse.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to that. I happen to see this story, The Federalist, over the weekend from Brianna Lyman. D.C. jury convicts great-grandma for walking around Capitol for 10 minutes on January 6th.
Well, good.
I saw this
good
story.
To get the monsters off the streets.
Holy cow.
Great-grandma. Insurrectionist.
Yeah, right.
Jeez.
Yes. She may be thrown in jail. This is Rebecca Lavrins, convicted on 4 counts after just 3 days of jury deliberation for entering the Capitol on January 6th. She entered the building through an open door around 2:43 p.m. That's according to the official statement of facts. She told one person interviewing her that she felt that if those doors on the east side of the building were open, that she could go through. I mean, if you've seen the video that's come out, you have the doors open, people walking in. There's Capitol Police standing there talking to people.
Yeah.
So if you were in that crowd and following the flow, and then you walk in, wouldn't it seem normal? Isn't that, a legitimate argument that you could make?
Well, I think so, especially if in a couple of instances the cops were holding the door open for you.
Yes. It's not like you're breaking into a Target, taking out a big screen, right. Walking out with it.
That's perfectly fine.
Well, yes.
Because you need it.
Well, yes. Well, the pain were in people's eyes as they were carrying it.
They don't get a big screen. I mean, you know.
But so she walked around for about 10 minutes, spoke to one Capitol Police officer, and then left. And again, that's according to the statement of facts. Two FBI agents showed up April 19, 2021 to her home in Colorado. She told the agents, hey, I'm right in the middle of baking a cake for my son. Could you come back? They actually did.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
For a consensual interview. After months of investigation, agents reported that she should be grateful that they would only charge her, known as the praying great-grandmother, with 4 misdemeanor charges for entering a building, which it pointed out her tax dollars pay for. And she said, glad. I shouldn't be charged with anything. She was charged with entering and remaining in a restricted building or grounds, disorderly conduct and disruptive conduct in a restricted building or grounds, disorderly conduct in a Capitol, and parading, demonstrating, or picketing in a Capitol. According to the Colorado Springs Gazette, she could face up to a year in prison and fines over $200,000, not including legal fees.
No, and One of the lessons to come out of this is, one, pay attention to your surroundings and all of that and try to read the moment the best you can before you wind up in a situation like this. But also, if the FBI comes to talk to you, don't talk to them. You don't have to.
A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah, if they show up and they're like, hey, man, we just want to, sort some things out. We just want to get a statement. Nope. I'm going to get a lawyer.
Yeah.
Because if she had done that, And you're right, because a lot of people don't know that. A lot of people think, well, I didn't do anything wrong. I mean, fine.
Right.
I'll talk to the FBI. It's okay. No, don't. Don't talk to the FBI ever without a lawyer.
Like some people think if you cooperate, then they'll just go, okay.
Exactly.
You know?
Well, and there were people that should have been arrested.
What? Sure.
That were a part of the actual riot. It's not an insurrection. Man, you just wish people would get over that. It was a riot. And the people that did the damage should pay the price. Not 20 years. I mean, my gosh, that's insane. But yeah, I thought that story was certainly worth bringing up. That's just
$200,000.
Not including legal fees.
Holy smokes.
And up to
man.
A year in prison.
Yeah.
Just nuts. All right. That time of the show. Do it every day about this time. Go around the table. It may not be the biggest story out there, but it caught your attention. David, start it off. What's your story?
I'll be honest. This is not a big news story for us.
All right.
It's not. But I had whiplash scrolling through the news this morning, and I want to share that with the rest of the class.
Awesome.
I want everybody in on this, okay, so we can all be friends.
Okay.
Story out of the UK. The headline from Metro UK reads, this is what gave me whiplash, Lincoln's beloved glory hole has reopened.
Whoa.
Lincoln's?
Lincoln's beloved glory hole has reopened. Yes, that's the story. Now, I clicked through because I'm like, wait a minute. What's going on here? Apparently, there is a town called Lincoln in the UK, in England. Lincolnshire.
Okay.
And it features the oldest bridge in the UK. It's been closed down for repairs for a year. They call it, hilariously, the glory hole.
Oh, my.
It was shut down by the county council after it was deemed unsafe last year. Initially, it was thought only minor repairs would be needed, but a closer look into the glory hole made it clear that it needed extensive work. Getting to this point has been a long, arduous process, says one of the city officials, simply because of the nature of glory hole and where it sits. An increase in trespassing last year saw a rise in security around the glory hole soon as it had been closed by the council. But now it has reopened, and there you go.
Wow. Thanks for sharing.
You're welcome.
Always appreciate it.
You know how many people walk in not knowing what it is and are disappointed?
Oh, boy.
There's been a lot of disappointing Pride months, I'll just say.
Yeah, right, exactly, yes.
All right, what's your story? For what's your story, Scott?
I kid you not, this is an actual headline from CBS News. CBS News is reporting hypersexual zombie cicadas with STDs. Yeah, I mean, this is a thing. It really happened. Hypersexual zombie cicadas that are infected with sexually transmitted fungus are expected to emerge this year.
They're always loud, but this is like another level.
Yeah, now
right?
We get morally questionable cicadas.
they just came over from England. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Isn't that crazy?
Yes, very much so.
I mean, I just want a normal life one day.
And they've been waiting on this for years, right?
Sexually transmitted cicadas?
No,
yeah, those people.
The broods that hatch every so often, yeah. This year apparently is going to be a big one because there's three major broods that are going to be emerging.
Yeah.
Yes. But now they're going to have to, what, protect themselves for these other ones that are bringing the fungi?
Yeah, right. Okay.
Apparently the dating scene is bad everywhere.
It's like the monkey pox of cicadas. Dang. The timing on that one.
Tiny little protective shields.
That's unfortunate. For my story today... Well, I know, Scott, you would have been really happy yesterday because your team won. South Carolina, they won the national championship.
I don't know if they were my team, necessarily. I just thought they would win.
Well, hold on.
I was rooting for Iowa.
Wait a second. You said on the show Friday you were rooting for South Carolina.
Okay. Just got to back up a little bit. Yes, I did say that. And yes, I was referring to Dawn Staley, and I thought that she was being gracious and accepting. I said, well, that makes me want to root for South Carolina. Yes.
Yeah, so I'm just saying they won. Good for you.
Well, but I was rooting. I was really rooting. I was hoping Iowa would win. I just didn't think they would, and they didn't.
Well, I can't read your mind. I'm just going off what
you
said.
I understand. I know what you're trying to make a point here, and now you're going to drop the hammer on me, so go ahead.
It's no hammer. I'm just playing you.
No, now you're going to tell me what Dawn Staley said. I know that.
Well, the other day she talked about her belief in God, and you're like, I love that.
It was nice to hear.
But they're my team now. That's what you said.
Well, I don't know if I went.
And I said I wouldn't go that far because you know she's had a lot of woke stuff going on.
Well, I didn't know about the other thing. So,
well, it was from Outkick. It was a reporter from Outkick that just went ahead and asked the question. Okay, huge weekend for women's sports because the ratings for women's college basketball have never been like this.
Through the roof.
And so, going to go ahead and ask the question. Or ask the question, the issue of biological men playing women's sports, to Dawn Staley. A little hesitation.
Damn, you got deep on me, didn't you?
Really choosing our words here.
I'm under the opinion of.
Yes. Yeah.
If you're a woman, you should play. If you consider yourself a woman or and you want to play sports or vice versa, you should be able to play. That's my opinion.
Well, that's a tough spot to put yourself in.
What do you mean?
Well, because what you're saying is some 6'5" mediocre hacky basketball player who's fringy can now come onto the women's team and pretend he is and grab a scholarship.
Yeah. Well, you know, they'd have to go through, you'd have to say that you're a woman, you know, for, I forget the time period, you know, that's usually the answer when you bring that up. But still, someone that's so important to women's sports.
Yeah.
Like Dawn Staley. I mean, your voice means something.
I don't think she thought that went through.
Well.
Oh, I'm afraid she did.
Yeah, I don't know, maybe.
You have to know that question's coming. I mean, the same question went to the Iowa coach. And she said, I know it's important, but right now we're focused on this game. That's an important topic for another time. Just totally dodged.
Which was a great answer. Non-answer.
Yeah, for that time, I thought so.
To me, I just think, you know, yes, you're wanting to support women's sports and women athletes and get people interested in it to support these young ladies. But also, you're a coach who wants to win, and you've got your eye on a couple of dudes in D2 who might completely wreck the opposition.
Right, see, that's,
you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah, man. I mean, there are a lot of people that were disappointed. Like, okay, here is your chance to speak out against the wokeness, against the insanity, and you didn't do it.
Yeah.
You won't protect women's sports.
No, I can't defend that, no.
Just brutal. Did you already get your national champion t-shirt?
No.
So, okay, well, you avoided that one then.
Yeah.
That's good. It's just...
I'm waiting until tonight, then I can get 2-for-1.
So disappointing.
Yeah.
You know, it's something we can get to a little bit later. Sage Steele, you know, he used to be with ESPN for like 17 years. Well, she's not woke. And she ended up leaving ESPN, but she is free to speak now.
Yep.
And one of the things she talked about was how many people at ESPN feel the same way she does on issues like this, that no, biological males should not be playing women's sports, but are too cowardly to say it. Mm-hmm. Even some of the former... you know, sports stars that are now analysts on ESPN feel the same way she does, but they don't have the cojones to come out and say it. And how disappointing is that? Because they're afraid of...
well, losing their job.
Or making people angry. But you're talking, as she said, people with millions of dollars that are set that still don't have the courage to get up and speak.
Yeah.
Even though they feel that way, it'd be one thing if you didn't want to say something you didn't believe. But no, they think it's absolute nonsense, but they won't come out and say it.
That's
cowards. Absolute cowards. So that's my story for today. All right, much more to get to. Man, this is tough stuff. Somebody got shot over an argument on guacamole at Chipotle? I mean, you got to tell me, is it good guacamole? is it worth a bullet? We'll get to that and much more coming up. Spring is here, and that means making plans for home projects, summer plans, and vacations.
Something else you can do for your family this spring? Shopping for life insurance with Policy Genius as part of your financial planning for the year.
You know, getting life insurance today means you'll have peace of mind so that if something were to happen to you, your family can cover expenses while getting back on their feet.
Policy Genius has licensed, award-winning agents and technology that makes it easy to compare life insurance quotes from America's top insurers in just a few clicks to find your lowest price.
With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 per year for $1 million worth of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid unnecessary medical exams.
Policy Genius works for you, not the insurance companies. That means they don't have an incentive to recommend one insurer over another.
Save time and money and provide your family with a financial safety net using Policy Genius.
Head to PolicyGenius.com and get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you could save.
That's PolicyGenius.com.
Attention business owners. Stop wasting money on rent and start building up equity by owning a custom-designed building from General Steel. Over four decades, General Steel's been trusted by small business owners and the Fortune 500. Call us today at 844-98-STEEL for your fast construction, low-maintenance, high-quality building at an affordable price. Call 844-98-STEEL to own your building starting with just a small deposit. Business owners like you are taking advantage of early spring weather and getting a head start in their projects. This surge in demand will extend the project timeline, so act now and be ready to build this spring. Call 844-98-STEEL to secure your place in our delivery schedule. Stop wasting money on rent and start gaining equity with a building from General Steel. Call 844-98-STEEL now to find out how quickly your business can move into one of our quick construction kits, like a 50 by 100 perfect for the small business owner, or a 200 by 450 favorite of the Fortune 500. Just call 844-98-STEEL. That's 844-987-8335. Yeah!
The Markley Van Camp and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. As we've said before, there's very common sense. Gold is pushing to all-time highs right now. Actually, there's several reasons.
Oh, yeah. Well, the cost of goods continues to rise. Since January 2021, cost of living is up about 18%.
Yeah, the national debt is skyrocketing. Now it's $34 trillion. Causing a whole lot of us to worry when the House of Cards is going to come crashing down.
And, of course, it's a presidential election year that will have massive implications on the future of this country.
Yeah, all this adds up to instability and uncertainty, and that's why so many Americans are turning to Birch Gold Group. It's an important part of diversifying your savings and investments, physical gold. Secure a portion of them with gold from Birch Gold.
Pretty simple, too. Just text MVCR to 989898 and get your free info kit. You'll learn how to convert your existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. Doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket either.
They also have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and tens of thousands of happy customers, and you can count on Birch Gold as well.
All you got to do is text MVCR to 989898. That's MVCR to 989898.
Guacamole. A lot of people love it.
Uh-huh.
Is it worth taking a bullet over?
No. But police in Michigan, outside of Detroit, arrested and charged a man after the suspect shot a Chipotle employee during an argument over guacamole. This is in Southfield. And this 31-year-old guy is there. He's upset about his order. Something to do with guacamole, according to the witnesses there. Leaves, comes back, goes behind the counter. Words are exchanged. There's some shoving that happens. Guy eventually pulls out a gun and shoots the Chipotle worker in the leg.
That is terrible. Yeah. You all right?
The guy, one of the witnesses says, I was just eating a bowl and I heard shouting. And then I looked over, they're arguing. One of the workers went to the back. I don't know why. And then when he was in the back, the customer walked around the counter, tried to grab his food, put it in a bag. Then the employee came back. They started fighting. And then we heard a gunshot and just ran out as quickly as we could.
Goodness gracious.
Wow.
I mean, they have raised the guacamole prices there, in fairness.
But again, is that worth, you know, bugging somebody over in the leg?
Well, no.
Well, it's not like that guy made the decision.
Yeah, no kid. All right, now you said outside of Detroit. This had nothing to do with Dearborn and the anti-America sentiment.
No.
So it wasn't like people were going jihadi over the guacamole.
No, but he did chant, right. from the river to the sea, guacamole should be free.
Got it.
So...
one of those.
Oh.
All right.
Clever.
You know, the other day we were talking about that earthquake that hit the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
And later that afternoon, our buddy Hirsch texted me a story. I was like, holy smokes, you got to be kidding me. This dude, Justin Allen, 33 years old, lives in Pennsylvania. It's like 40 miles from the epicenter where the earthquake was in Jersey. He happened to be in the middle of a vasectomy when it hit.
Oh, gosh dang. Oh, man.
Yes.
Wow, that's precision work that needs to be done.
Yes. I can't even remember. You go through it?
Did I?
Yes.
No.
Oh, I did. Yeah, man. It's harrowing enough.
No.
That was halfway through. It's like a 20-minute surgery.
Yeah.
The whole room started to shake.
You got Dr. Shaky working on you.
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
Oh, man.
He's got a little Harry Potter lightning bolt there now.
Wow.
Apparently it went okay. Because, you know, you are awake for the procedure.
Yeah.
And they give you a shot down there. That's not pleasant.
Mm.
And then you see the little puffs of smoke come up there. Like, oh, boy.
See things that should never smoke.
Yeah, man.
God dang.
Well, he thought maybe a train went by, and his doctor said, is that an earthquake? Justin thought he was joking at first just to lighten the mood. The surgery was a success. He's going to be fine.
Yikes.
And that's Nimrod's. So that's not Nimrod's in the news. That's later in the show.
Yeah.
Ah!
Are you ready?
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
We just become best friends.
Yep.
Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. All right. Big eclipse today.
Yeah.
You got a story about that, David?
Yeah, I do. I just saw this. I want to read you the headline here because, you have to have dazzling coverage of the eclipse. That's a requirement. Okay?
100%. Yes.
And you cannot leave any angle uncovered. Okay?
That's why we did the bit about pets.
Headline.
Protect their eyes from looking at the eclipse.
Yeah.
Actually, they don't do that, so you don't have to worry about it. Go ahead.
The headline is, Eclipse Fever is Gripping Black Texans.
What?
While the event will cast a brief shadow on life in Texas, it sheds a light on scientific fields that have been mainly out of reach for black folks.
Oh, golly.
I never even thought, how are they going to make the eclipse somehow a racial story? But they've done it.
People just
congratulations.
Take one,
you know, hands.
Can you take one day off? Just one?
No. No, you can't. You have
golly.
To have canceling coverage.
This is the dumbest. All right.
The work never stops,
it
Scott.
Never stops.
You can't.
Here's the crazy part about this, though. The article never explains, like, how black people have been prevented from looking at solar eclipses before. Until this year, were black people in Texas not allowed to look up? I'm not really sure what the angle is here. But what they do say...
Oh, we had solar glasses equity problems.
Yeah, right.
There were deserts they couldn't get their eyes on, and then people were blinded.
They're 50 cents at convenience stores, yeah. Man.
Well, they're nothing to you, Whitey.
The article
I'll
reads...
I'll buy them for you. Come on in.
The article reads, while visitors in Texas are expected to open their wallets to the tune of $1.4 billion, preparations for the event have disrupted life for many black folks living in the state's largest metro areas of Austin, Dallas, and Houston. So it's basically, yeah, traffic has been a pain, and that's it. Oh, and Neil deGrasse Tyson, he's black, you know, he's going to be having an eclipse watch party in Dallas. But that's the angle. That's it.
Traffic is the problem.
Yeah, but they never really say, how is this like, they talked to one lady who's believes in astrology and how she's like keeping an eye out for rituals or something that she can do, but they never really tease out what the angle is here for black people other than we're just going to try to shoehorn that in to the eclipse talk.
That's just insanity.
Wow. That's something, man.
I thought because it was going to be without light, it would be dark everywhere.
I don't know.
That was the problem. Because people can't afford electricity or something. I don't know.
Do you want to stay on the topic of race for a second?
Well, it's always fun. Yeah, sure.
Okay. This was interesting to me. Sage Steele mentioned this earlier. Used to be with ESPN. She has always identified as biracial, even though she was advised to identify as black because it would be more advantageous.
Yes.
She didn't want to do that. Long story short, if you're not familiar with the story, as ESPN kept getting more and more woke, and then everything with the vaccine, she was completely against it. Even said, there were times I had to lie, and I just didn't want to do it anymore, and she left last August. She just did an interview with Tucker Carlson. We had a clip of her doing an interview with somebody else last week. But it was interesting because she talked about, at ESPN, how white men don't have a voice. When is the last time you ever heard anything like that? It's interesting. That's sort of the setup. If there's something missing, I'll fill it in. But listen to this.
As white men.
Yeah, no, I get it.
When you don't have endless money and you have a family to support, white men are not allowed to have a voice.
And so sometimes, while the white men that work there, and it could be former athletes, they can't really say what they think because they could lose their job. And so then they're talking about the cowardice of not standing up for what you believe in, whether it's the trans issue in sports or when, you know, everything is some sort of racist dog whistle. And she goes on.
And that part of the industry. And so I understand the fear, but I also see black men and people who are allowed to say much whatever they want quite often on social media at ESPN, who have daughters, who are athletes, who are silent. And I know damn well that they're not letting a guy, a biological male, play against their daughter on the volleyball court.
Of course not.
But they're silent. And so
why?
And by the way, David, I don't think there's any real bad cursing here, just in case.
Okay, all right. Get on the button.
Yeah. I forgot. You got to risk it for the biscuit, right? Anyway, go ahead.
Well, I think it just goes back to the woke.
But I mean, if like Michael Wilbon, you know, or whatever, someone who's...
Whom I love.
Yeah, yeah.
But we are completely, we think completely differently on everything. But
then Wilbon's views may be totally sincere. But like if someone who's established and made some dough... It's really, you can say whatever you want. Why don't they?
I think it's this kind of what I dealt with as a young woman and middle-aged woman for years. It's that fear of being...
Okay, listen, this is a great part of this.
Disliked and attacked.
Yeah.
So these big, strong, tough football players, you know,
yeah,
and NBA players who have millions of dollars in the bank who are now analysts, especially in the African-American community. Like, I know, for the most part, with this topic of transgender and sports
yeah.
issue, we're not, on the same page.
They're not into it at all.
Hell no.
Yeah.
But they're silent. And to me, that's the worst thing, is when they know. And they can't afford to speak up. Again, it's never against the transgender community. It's in support of women.
Well,
and if we focus on that. So I actually have lost a ton of respect for a lot of those people because they just go like this. But then when there's other issues that do go along with the narrative, then it's let's go and let's pound the table and pound the fist. And
doesn't that make you lose respect for people?
Yeah.
Especially when you're set.
Yeah.
I mean, you could still think it would be cowardly, even though you're in a position, well, they got to provide, you know, they don't have money in the bank. But the superstar athletes that do, man, that's weak. But it goes on.
And that's
if three or four of those guys
yeah.
just decided, you know, we're not going to lie anymore and just say what they thought. You can't fire them all.
You can't. That's why I said as at least as women, like, let's come together and do this because they need us. And we're right.
And then I thought of NBC and MSNBC when they hired Ronna McDaniel. And at least you could, yeah, I thought it was weak, but you could give them credit for saying, hey, we're all against this and we're ready to speak out against it. They got their way.
Yeah, they did.
And people at ESPN, established people, are afraid to say it's wrong to have these biological males in women's sports? They won't do it? Oh, my gosh, is that cowardly. It's so weak. All right, David. This Palestinian activist in Toronto. I mean, there are all these different protests going on all over the place.
Yeah.
Really unhinged.
Well, it was Quds Day on Friday, which was started by the old Ayatollah in 1979 in Iran, and it is all about the hope to destroy Israel. Mm-hmm. And so there were protests all over the place. And in Toronto, there were Jewish people offering support of Israel, and some Palestinian pro-Hamas people didn't like that very much, so they showed up. And, I mean, this is like, there's a lot of comparisons to Hitler in 2024 and in recent history that I think is ridiculous. But, oh boy, they really, they get aggressive here talking to the Jewish folks.
Oh, okay, roll it.
Crown on your
smile.
You guys are
hold on a second. We'll be here. What?
We'll be here to. I couldn't silence? Make up. Yeah, silence you, or yeah, we're going to show like up and bully you, basically. Yeah,
okay.
Crown
on your smile.
You guys are known as the prophet killers. Do you guys know that to the kids out here?
Prophet killers?
Yeah, prophet killers.
Prophet killers.
Okay.
Ask your parents what you guys did to Jesus. Ask them what you did to Moses. Look at this.
What do you say?
Look what you did to Jesus.
What you did to Jesus and what you did to Moses.
Okay.
Look at this filth right here.
Kids kill us! Prophets kill us!
That's aggressive.
Prophets killer.
Hmm. Okay. And as far as Iran, the guy that they're holding this event for, what's his track record?
Well, he's been dead for a while, but his track record was overseeing the murder of thousands of political enemies in Iran.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, that gets a pass.
Yeah, right. That's fine.
The whole thing is just ridiculous to me. And what is it with people, especially in media, afraid to just speak truth on this? Is it just flat-out fear?
Oh, well, sure it is. Yeah, it's fear of being, because they've spent so long buying into this idea that any criticism of any population that's not white and Christian is some sort of phobic or some sort of hate speech. And they've bought into that whole cloth, right? Like, so ISIS is big in the Middle East. And they say, well, they're not talking about all Muslims. And I'm like, most people weren't talking about all Muslims anyway.
No, they weren't.
And so you don't have to clarify that, actually. And so now they're like kind of afraid to really offend that crowd, even though they are saying things that are truly hateful. I mean, dude, if you had a guy wearing a Make America Great Again hat standing in front of a bunch of Jews and you said, hey, you're prophet killers, you killed Jesus, that person would get skewered for good reason.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, but because they're Muslim, we don't want to be Islamophobic.
You know what was hilarious to me? And this has been years ago now, and I think you were actually in the hospital with your heart attack, Scott, when this came out. Because for years, Obama would always talk about how radicals hijacked Islam and made it into this radical thing because that's not what the religion was about. But it was the Atlantic, right, that did one of the deepest dives. Was it the Atlantic?
Oh, so about ISIS, yeah.
That really painted the picture of ISIS, how they recruited, and how they followed the Quran. And their argument was the other, I don't know if you would call them peaceful Muslims or people that did not believe in the same, I guess you would say the same way within Christianity, you have different beliefs and people parsing out the Bible. Yeah. It's the same sort of thing, the way I look at it anyway, with the Quran. So you have people following it by the letter that say, no, it's time to go jihadi. And other people say, no, that's not what it meant. That you go with Muhammad before that, before he said that. And that's where we want to land with our religion. Listen, you can tell by the way I'm talking about it. I'm not an expert. I'm just telling you what my takeaway is from all the reading I've done on it. But when The Atlantic came out with that in-depth report, there were some people going, oh, geez, you don't want to say all those things.
Well, yeah, that was called,
because it wasn't just crazy people.
The article is called, I think it's still up if you want to look at it, it was What ISIS Really Wants, is what it's called. There's another book that goes along with it called Kingdom of Fear. That's an excellent read if you want to find out more about the development of ISIS, the development of radical Islamic movements within the Middle East and within the context of Al-Qaeda, the war on terror, all of that. It's fascinating stuff.
Oh, yeah.
The thesis of that article in The Atlantic was that to say that they are not Islamic is wrong. They are very Muslim. They know, they have many of these fighters in ISIS, they have the Quran memorized.
Well,
the interpretation is something that is where there are differences.
Yes, and I forget who said it, but it made sense to me. If a group of Christians went on a killing spree, okay, and said that was biblical, there's no way you could make that argument. If the same happened with Muslims and said that's from the Quran, you could make the argument. Now, you'd say, well, I don't believe that, but you could absolutely make the argument.
Sure.
And that's...
I'm completely stunned every time I hear audio like that, though. They're here in this country.
And in Toronto.
They want to kill us.
They want Americans gone, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's part of it.
And again, how do you
negotiate
with that?
People don't speak up because they're afraid.
Yeah, let's negotiate. Okay.
All right, no BS. Election update and more straight ahead.
Attention business owners. Stop throwing your hard-earned money away on rent. Imagine owning your own building and saving thousands every year. Sound impossible? Not if you use General Steel. General Steel can help you save thousands by owning your own custom-designed building. Call 877-92-STEEL. That's 877-92-STEEL. To see how much money you can save with General Steel. Our buildings come with a 50-year warranty, and thousands of companies from Fortune 500 corporations to startups have trusted the General with their building needs.
If you need to expand or start a new business, you really need General Steel.
I'm very impressed with General Steel. Everyone's been extremely helpful. I'd recommend General Steel to anyone looking to build a steel building.
Call 877-92-STEEL to find out how quickly your business can move into one of our quick construction kits, like a 50 by 100 perfect for the small business owner, or a 200 by 450 favorite of the Fortune 500. Just call 877-92-STEEL. That's 877-92-STEEL.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth, and if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-721-3955. 800-721-3955. 800-721-3955.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit Optima Tax Relief.
All right. The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. It is time. Let's do this.
It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins 2024.
Are you running? Are you not running?
No BS update. Everything you need to know. Without all the crap.
I'm about to do an research.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, sure.
What do you got today, David?
Today Donald Trump made a major announcement. I don't know. It was treated as a major announcement. It kind of seemed like, yeah, this is where he's been for like 10 years almost now.
Yeah, I thought the same thing.
But
I
it was
too,
about abortion.
Yeah.
And what he said was, hey, look, we got Roe v. Wade overturned. That was the goal. And now it's up to the states to decide how they want to regulate abortion. Not Congress, not the Supreme Court. It's the states' job to do it.
I have the whole statement if you want it.
Well, yeah, it's like 5 minutes the entire
Okay, I had 40 seconds. So
okay, yeah, go ahead.
Sorry, I thought it was the whole statement, but maybe not.
It must be remembered that the Democrats are the radical ones on this position because they support abortion up to and even beyond the ninth month. The concept of having an abortion in the later months and even execution after birth, and that's exactly what it is. The baby is born, the baby is executed after birth, is unacceptable.
Yes, I think that's well said, because people don't seem to get it. That's exactly what it is. It made you wins.
Whoa, boy, that's tough. I mean, I know that's what happens. He's telling the absolute truth. But, boy, when you start talking about executing babies, oh, my gosh.
That's what happens.
I know that's what happens, but holy smokes.
Yeah.
And almost everyone agrees with that. My view is now that we have abortion where everybody wanted it from a legal standpoint, the states will determine by vote or legislation or perhaps both, and whatever they decide must be the law of the land.
I thought that was smart.
Yeah. Mm. Well, so then he goes out and says that. He also, in the broader statement, had a pretty sizable chunk of it dedicated to in vitro fertilization, which, of course, has come under fire recently after the Supreme Court in Louisiana ruled that embryos can be considered human, and you can sue for wrongful death if the clinic destroys those embryos. And that got completely mangled by mainstream media.
Of course.
And they said, oh my gosh, Republicans want to end in vitro fertilization. No, they don't. Nobody ever said that. And so Donald Trump, again, I think very intelligently came out and said, no, we want to support everything we can to try to encourage families to try, including in vitro fertilization. The Biden campaign has settled on just lying, and they put out a statement saying Trump says he supports extreme abortion bans across the country that criminalize doctors, threaten IVF, and force rape victims to give birth. He didn't say any of that.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Meanwhile, Biden's trying to do the student loan forgiveness again, yet again. This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show. All right, biggest story today, David?
Oh, wait, the eclipse. Oh, it's happening.
Yes. Yes, partial eclipse already in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You're going to be checking it out a little bit later in the show.
The total eclipse, yeah.
Yeah.
If the clouds are cooperating.
Yeah, you don't sound that excited.
Well, I mean, I want to look at it, I suppose. It, you know, interesting enough.
Yeah. I'm waiting until I just, you know, see it and then just react. Because I know a lot of people are excited about it. I did see 1 in 7 people that don't care at all.
No, I believe that. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Doesn't affect them, whatever.
Right. Yeah. Okay. We got to get to a news update, especially about the new chatbot. Holy smokes, straight ahead. The Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show. I'm Jamie Markley, the Gen Xer. David Van Camp, the Millennial, the Sexy Boomer. Of course, Scott Robbins.
Hello.
Okay. A lot of talk about the eclipse. Partial eclipse already started. More on that in a bit. New chatbot, David. What's the story here?
Yeah. 60 Minutes did a piece on something called WoeBot. It's a phone app that uses AI to help people with depression. So you don't have to go to the therapist. You just talk to this robot.
Oh, I'm sorry, great.
The WoeBot. Because that's obviously something that could never go wrong.
Oh, my God.
The person who created WoeBot is a woman named Allison Darcy, and she talked about the benefits of taking humanity out of psychiatric treatment.
Okay. I'm trying to keep an open mind here. I mean, I'm trying. I've already got like 4 different thoughts of why this is stupid, but I want to keep an open mind. Roll it.
We know the majority of people who need care are not getting it. There's never been a greater need, and the tools available have never been as sophisticated as they are now. And it's not about how can we get people in the clinic. It's how can we actually get some of these tools out of the clinic and into the hands of people. We have to modernize psychotherapy. Mm-hmm. Also, if you're actually not by the side of your patient when they are struggling to get out of bed in the morning or at 2 a.m., when they can't sleep and they're feeling panicked, then we're actually leaving clinical value on the table.
Okay, I see what she's saying. Keeping an open mind. Why are you getting uneasy, Scott?
Well, it's just the whole AI, talking to an AI about my clinical depression. Mm-hmm. I just see all kinds of trouble brewing from that bad boy.
Okay, David, I know you're thinking something. So before I just start going random ADD thoughts all over the place, What are you thinking about this?
Oh, this is some egregious data mining is what it sounds like to me. Here's what depressed people might want to buy. Sell it off to a third party. Here you go.
God. Sure. See, I didn't even thought about that. I just thought about bad advice. I didn't think about selling off data. Yeah, holy cow.
Well, the first thing I was thinking of was, you know, some people that go and get counseling, it can be a great thing, and it can help turn a person's life around. If you go to the wrong counselor, it can turn your life around in the wrong way. Mm-hmm. I've seen it happen to many people. I mean, you get some lunatic, at least in my opinion, you can put whatever name by them, psychologist, psychiatrist, whatever. They're given awful advice because sometimes it's cultish.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
The first thing you need to do is never talk to your family. That's like a...
Well, that's a red flag, yeah.
Yeah, different things like that.
That's solid advice, actually.
So, I mean, if you can get some sort of advice within the worldview that you have, I mean, that, you know, would be a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a point, too, there are a lot of people that could use counseling that are going through a number of different things that just will never do it because it's too uncomfortable. You know what I mean? Yeah, I know a lot of people like that. You guys are silent. You got to know people like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if it's okay, I guess I'm feeling depressed. Maybe I can answer a few questions online. There might be something helpful. Again, I'm trying to keep an open mind here. Mm. And then, yeah, I mean, when you have someone that is in a really bad place, I don't know if that what that person said at 2 in the morning or can't get out of bed in the morning and there's something helpful
right.
that they could read, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't want to totally poo-poo it, but yeah, I'm a little hesitant on it.
Well, they also talked to another psychologist on 60 Minutes who helped develop an app that was aimed at helping people who suffered from eating disorders. Well, they wound up having to shut it down because the AI decided to start giving people dieting advice.
Really?
Yeah. Because eventually, I mean, the thing is, you take the heart and soul out of something like
yes.
that.
Yes.
You get very, very clinical but robotic answers eventually from learning machines because they say, well, if you're overeating, right. here, try to diet. You know, and right. and there's a logic to that, obviously, but a lot of mental health care professionals will say, well, you don't really want to push that. Or if you got somebody with anorexia, you really don't want to push them to, well, here's some really great low-calorie options.
Right. Yeah. The other just random thought that I had listening to that was when I was mowing the yard over the weekend, and I'm always listening to tunes, and it was 2112 from Rush. We have assumed control.
Right.
We have assumed control. I'm like, oh my gosh. Yeah. A few things real quick. I don't know if you happen to see this in Wisconsin, Madison. That's among several blue cities and states that use taxpayer funded COVID aid for programs for illegal immigrants.
Gosh dang it.
No.
Siphoning that money right off, $700,000. Meant for some COVID relief? Well, let's pull that back and give it to the people that are here illegally. That'll make everybody happy.
That was
huh?
what the wisdom of the federal government by just pumping money into places without any accountability whatsoever.
Yep.
Jeez, man. Remember all the HVAC systems in the schools?
Oh, yes.
Where did that go?
I don't know.
Teachers, they got to have it. They got to be able to breathe.
Yeah,
we're
going
to die.
The HVAC business should be booming.
Yes. Also saw this out of the state of Wisconsin. Concordia University. Now, that's Christian campus.
Yep.
A professor that was banned for criticizing identity politics, and he has now settled his case. That was a professor and ordained pastor, kicked off the campus a couple of years ago for opposing DEI initiatives, has now settled with the university. The professor, Greg Schultz, allegedly said they or alleged they breached the contract by violating his academic freedom, and he believes he's been satisfactorily made whole. Yeah, they had to pay him out.
Jeez.
Because he was critical about it. He published an article criticizing his and the other campus's use of race and sex as hiring criteria, which it shouldn't be. And a lot of people know that, but it's got to be, you know, equal opportunity for everybody. What about the Asian Americans? They're too smart in some cases. They're overrepresented. That's supposed to be against the law.
Right.
So they've had to settle that case. Also saw this. A former agent, this was from the Federalist. The FBI was teaching agents that pro-lifers are more dangerous than Islamic terrorists.
Oh, there you go.
Whatever. I
know, but when you're talking about the deep state,
I know,
and we used to all think that was just sort of a laughing sort of deal, like, yeah, deep state, whatever. No, it's there. The FBI trained personnel on countering extremism with material from the far-left Southern Poverty Law Center, according to former special agent turned whistleblower Steve Frent. In an interview with the Tennessee Informer last month, he recalled his experience at the FBI Academy, saying, "We were shown a video that was produced by the Southern Poverty Law Center. The film ranked people who oppose abortion, pro-life activists, as a greater threat than Islamists. I don't know if they still show that, but that's what we were shown."
Dang.
Are you joking me? Where's the proof on something like that?
Yeah, I know those pro-life protesters who were shouting death to America.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was done in 2014. That would have been under Big O's.
Yeah. It's about the time when ISIS was chopping people's heads off, too.
That's right.
Okay.
When he called ISIS the JV team.
Yeah, and how many pro-lifers have just completely executed innocent civilians?
Trying to think. Think about that.
Hmm.
I can't come up with anything either. No.
No. You had audio, David, of an old Australian dude?
Yeah. This is making the rounds now. I think it's maybe a year or so old, but I just saw it for the first time, and I thought it was hilarious because there are a lot of people who have had it with walking on eggshells, and when you get pushed to a certain point where you're walking on eggshells about everything.
Yeah.
That you just say, you know what, to hell with it, and you mm-hmm. let it fly. This is an old Australian dude who lives in the UK who's had it with the whole Alphabet Mafia thing. He is done with having to play pretend with everybody with the trans stuff, and right. he's going to let everybody know what he really thinks about it. And I think I got all of the F-bombs out of this
one. Oh, God. Okay.
Boy, you got to risk it, man. Don't you want to hear it? Everybody wants to hear it. I know I want to hear it.
All right.
What's the worst thing that could happen?
David, find the button.
I got the button.
You get a bunch of these bloody gender transvestite, whatever the f*** you want to call them, LGBT, and that woman, the spokeswoman for the U.S. president, the little black girl, rather pretty girl, apparently she's gay, and she invited all of these lesbians and gay people up on the rostrum to celebrate that these people shouldn't be criticised for coming out and being such a bunch of d***s. It's up to you women out there. You've got to stop these these bloody gutless mongrel men pretending.
Hold on, man. And he's like jumping one thing to the next.
I'm
just trying to follow
Holy
it all.
Holy smokes. I'm white knuckling this one.
Okay.
These bloody gutless mongrel men pretending to be women and going into women's changing rooms, dressing rooms, etc. And one ugly little fat threatening violence if anyone dare to stop him. You know, well, any man would stop him. He'd punch his lights out.
Jeez, hilarious.
And if I see a picture, another photo or a video of that little Mulroney, whatever the his name is, who did those ads for Anheuser-Busch and everything, he's on everything. He's a hideous little and I don't know why on earth anybody would want him to advertise anything.
That's somebody's grandpa, man.
Dang, man.
Thanksgiving was a little awkward. Or Christmas, I guess.
And my headphones are melting. Wow. That was hot.
All right, if we got a second here. I think we do. I'm going to play a piece of audio. That it just reminded me of it, playing that piece right there. All right. There's this dude named Peter Santin. And he will go out all over America and just do videos talking to people. Because I think his thought, I don't want to speak for him, but it's sort of like when you have conversation with people, you kind of get to know different ways of life.
Right.
I've watched a couple of his videos. One pops up where he's in rural Illinois, like an hour and 45 minutes outside of Chicago, in towns of like 200 people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Pawpaw is in there.
I know where that is. Town.
Me too.
I grew up in a small town like that. Yeah.
And then there's like Compton, Illinois.
Yes.
Very tiny.
Dimford. Yeah.
And so he's out just talking to random people. Okay. So this would be rural America. Remember the whole book that came out like a month ago? White rural rage.
Oh, yeah.
And these people are terrible. And what did they say on MSNBC?
First of all, and we show 30 polls in national studies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're the most racist, xenophobic, anti-immigrant, and anti-gay geodemographic group in the country.
Okay. And then we heard from a lady that's written a book that went out and talked to people and said they're very pro-gay, actually. They're anti-trans, but very much pro-gay. Now back to the Peter Santin guy who's out in rural Illinois. He talks to a gay couple, a couple of guys that got burned out in Chicago, found the farmland, bought it, and ended up moving there. And they tell their story of what sort of life is like.
Both from Chicago, but you decided
to move
here. Okay. How's it been so far?
Great. It's a wonderful place to live.
How have the locals taken you? Well,
there's no Burning Cross Center. That's
dead. Have you made friends?
Yeah,
made friends.
In 2004, I had a really high pressure job, and there was a lot of property for sale out here.
And so they went out there to where it was peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
But when you talk about the relationships with people,
a gay couple living in the rural Midwest would be kind of pariahs. But no, I mean, we get invited to block parties, and you know, we're welcome just about everywhere. We don't know what people are saying behind our backs, of course, but it doesn't seem to be an issue. I changed careers. I work out here.
Political stripes don't matter.
No, and I'm sure, without a doubt, we are the only Democrats within probably 10-mile radius.
But you don't feel the friction?
No.
No, don't feel that we're friends. They mentioned a guy with a Trump flag. I'm like, yeah, it's fine. We're still friends. And that's what you see every day in most of America. And they talk about it, and we could play it later because I know we don't have time right now. The one dude's saying, the media pipes this up. Like,
well, they need it.
They do.
Yeah,
They're racist. They're anti-gay.
Yeah.
It's a load of freaking nonsense for the most part. So I just thought that was cool. All right, much more to get to. News update and Biden delaying menthol cigarette ban. Coming up.
Attention business owners. Stop wasting money on rent and start building up equity by owning a custom-designed building from General Steel. Over four decades, General Steel's been trusted by small business owners and the Fortune 500. Call us today at 844-98-STEEL for your fast construction, low-maintenance, high-quality building at an affordable price. Call 844-98-STEEL to own your building starting with just a small deposit. Business owners like you are taking advantage of early spring weather and getting a head start in their projects. This surge in demand will extend the project timeline, so act now and be ready to build this spring. Call 844-98-STEEL to secure your place in our delivery schedule. Stop wasting money on rent and start gaining equity with a building from General Steel. Call 844-98-STEEL now to find out how quickly your business can move into one of our quick construction kits, like a 50 by 100 perfect for the small business owner, or a 200 by 450 favorite of the Fortune 500. Just call 844-98-STEEL. That's 844-987-8335.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth, and if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-721-3955. 800-721-3955. 800-721-3955.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
The Markley Van Camp and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. You know, baseball season is here. Playoffs are coming up. It's a great time to check out Prize Picks.
Yeah, get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan. Basketball, hockey, League of Legends, esports, you know, whatever you want, they got it.
And Prize Picks offers injury insurance so that your entries stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. For basketball games, like if you have a player who exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, Prize Picks will have your back and not count that as a loss.
Prize Picks also has weekly promotions and special offers for the biggest moments in sports. And it's really simple to play. David makes his picks in like less than 60 seconds and he wins.
Yeah, it's that simple. Prize Picks also offers Apple Pay for quick and easy deposits into your account. Download the app today. Use code MVCR for a first deposit match up to $100.
That's code MBCR on Prize Picks for a deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
All right. So we have a delay in the menthol cigarette ban.
So
I bought about 16 cases of Newports. Now what am I going
to
do?
The Biden administration has been barreling towards trying to ban menthol cigarettes, and this has been talked about and delayed several times, and there's another delay that's been announced here to the rule that would ban menthol cigarettes. And, well, within the White House, it's because they're worried about how that'll affect the black vote.
Oh. You have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
And lay off the menthol.
Right, exactly. So let's ban it. I mean, there are a whole lot of people against this. I mean, I'm one of them. I think it's stupid to ban menthol cigarettes, regardless of the race of the people who smoke them. It's kind of
Well, every time you get a cold, you want to smoke menthol because it's cooling on the throat.
Yeah, it's good on the throat, yeah.
Doctor recommended.
So, I can't believe I ever thought that.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Funny, I mean, you know, Biden's over there in the White House saying, hey, listen, menthol smokers are just as bright and just as talented as white smokers.
It's so true, man. Oh, my gosh, that is so hilarious, dude. Very funny. All right, this is the Markley Van Camp and Robbins Show.
Make sure you have the record player on at night. Make sure the kids hear words.
Yes!
Are you ready?
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
We just become best friends.
Yep.
Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins, thank you very much for being here. Right now in Mazatlan, Mexico, almost a total eclipse.
Oh, my goodness.
Watching the images right now on TV.
Did you hear the brain trust on ABC News' The View talking about this today?
Gosh.
No.
Sonny Hostin says maybe there's something to this whole thing of, like, you know, Jesus coming back because of the eclipse.
Well, they don't believe in Jesus, so it doesn't matter.
She says she does. She's Catholic, okay. I think. Here I have part of the conversation if you want to hear it.
Oh, of course.
It's all these things coming together. You got the earthquake, plus you've got...
Also, I learned that the cicadas are coming.
Cicadas.
Cicadas. Although I love for the first time in,
cicadas,
like,
cicada.
No, 100 years.
No,
two different... Well, this is what I read.
There's two different kinds of cicadas.
Yes, two different times are coming.
The good cicadas and the bad cicadas.
But for the first time in many, many years.
No, every 17 years this happens.
Well, that's not what I read, but maybe, you know, maybe you know better. But
in a way...
I will say all those things together... What maybe lead one to believe that, you know, either climate change exists, or something is
wrong? Time out. That's the whole clip. Yeah.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah.
Climate change. What is she talking about?
Climate change.
Brought on the eclipse.
Brought on the eclipse, the cicadas, and the earthquake.
Well, it's not that. It's Donald Trump did it.
Basically,
well, if it's not that, then, well, where she read it, that's true. Because, what was it, Whoopi trying to correct her?
Yeah.
Yes, a cicada.
Going back and forth? Oh, man.
What a nightmare it would be to be on that show.
My brain is numb when I hear them. They won't let it go. Just let it go. They want to argue with each other about the pronunciation of cicadas.
Yes.
Cicadas? No, I think it's... No, it's not cicadas. I read cicadas.
I don't know, man. To me, I just think... I kind of want to live in a world where you know, if something happens, it's either climate change or Jesus is about to come back. Like, that's a hell of a binary, isn't it?
Very much so. Yes.
That's like a yes or no question. Is it Jesus or is it climate change?
Right. I hear people talking about end times, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I would say frequently, but it's not because of the reasons they just mentioned.
Cicadas.
And you could say some are, you know, kookier than others. But yeah, that's something. And climate change with the earthquake and the cicadas and the eclipse.
Yes.
And that's part of the news division of ABC.
Yeah. Sure is. Heck yeah, man.
All right. Well, thank you for that update. It was enlightening.
Good Lord.
It's been a tough year for Sunny. She found out her ancestors were slaveholders. She got owned by Coleman Hughes a couple of weeks ago.
Well, that was because of climate change.
Probably. Yeah. Yes.
Or Jesus. I'm not sure which.
And now...
climate change or Jesus.
That's a hot new
game
show.
Sounds like a mini-series.
Well, and to add to that, we're finding out something else. Maybe Sonny's onto something with end times, because as it turns out, in a huge... plot twist, Israel is ISIS.
Yes.
What? Israel is ISIS.
Apparently, yeah. I mentioned this before. Friday was Al-Quds Day, celebrated by some Muslims. My understanding is it's not even most Muslims. I mean, it's the last Friday before the end of Ramadan, and it is in support of the ending of Israel, and it was initiated by the Iranian Islamic Revolutionary, who was the supreme leader of Iran in the 80s. They call him Imam Khomeini. In Dearborn, Michigan, a bunch of people showed up to talk about the need to destroy Israel, and it is, again, it's unhinged, man.
Because is this where we learned that Israel is ISIS?
It sure is.
Okay.
Imam Khomeini recognized that Israel is an evil settler colonialist project. He realized it is a cancer, and he established this day.
Is this guy supposed to be like a big bad A with this group? Because he sounds like a 14-year-old girl. He's ending on an up note on everything. On an up note?
And he established this day. Israel, before this, brothers and sisters, was a sacred cow. Nobody could criticize Israel. Everybody was terrified of being anti-Semitic. Everybody was afraid of them. But now the people of conscience very openly will criticize Israel. They recognize Israel for what it is.
What world is he living on? Yeah. Has anyone else recognized what he's recognizing there?
A lot of people have criticized Israel.
Yes. For our entire lifetime, haven't they?
Yeah.
What is he talking about?
Israel is ISIS.
Whoa.
Israel are Nazis. They are fascists. They are racist. The people of the world now know this.
They're Nazis. They're on a suicide mission? What does that mean?
I don't know.
It means that someone needs to, you know, put their money where their mouth is and go fight against the Nazis in Gaza.
Absolutely. GoFundMe. We can help him and others go if they wish. It sounds like he's pretty passionate.
Mm-hmm.
Just a suggestion. Here to help, not to hurt. As always, you know that. Okay. How nuts is that? All right. And then we've got Mayor Pete, expert on so many different things.
He's a man of many parts.
He understands safety at the Capitol, apparently.
Oh, yeah. Well, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg was on MSNBC trying to talk about how, you know, Republicans are making mountains out of molehills with things like inflation, with the economy, and, you know, crime, for example. And specifically crime in the District of Columbia.
So things that everyday Americans care about, Republicans are making a big deal about.
Yeah, and he says, look, the crime situation in D.C. is fine. Okay?
All the carjackings? Are you serious?
Yeah.
Really?
So we need to talk about the reality here. And again, there is a lot of funding and a lot of energy going into telling a different story, especially on ideological news outlets and online. But the simple facts and the simple reality are right here staring us in the face, including the fact that I can safely walk my dog to the Capitol today in a way that you couldn't do when we all got here.
People in Congress have been mugged.
What are you talking about? I mean, seriously, what are you talking about?
This isn't, Pete, this isn't one of those security things where you do your goofy act where you stop a block away and get your dorky bike out with your helmet and ride it the rest of the way to show people that you're all about transportation.
That's like an unnecessary thing to even say because it's so disproved.
I suppose you're going on MSNBC. I mean, you're not going to get fact-checked. You're talking to people that are brainwashed. I suppose it makes them feel better. I have no idea, man.
Safer today than it was 4 years ago when they got there.
I mean, well, can you juice some sort of stats to make it look like that?
No, because, I mean, just last year, D.C. Had more murders than they'd had in, like, more than two decades.
Well, we don't want to count murders, really, toward crime.
I mean, it's been a big deal. I mean, to the point where even the mayor of D.C. has been, you know, fighting against the city council that wants to make it easier to be a criminal in D.C. Yeah. You know, they've desperately been trying to keep the Nationals and the I just blanked on the hockey. Anyway,
Capitals.
There you go. They've desperately been trying to keep them playing in D.C. And
right.
They were recently successful in keeping them in D.C., but they were talking about moving to Virginia because they weren't getting the attendance that they wanted because people are afraid to go to D.C. And it's not a conspiracy theory. It's because people are getting carjacked and having their throats slit.
Yeah. Yeah, but these unreasonable people that won't risk their lives to go see the Capitals.
Right.
And we can't call them the Washington Bullets because...
Oh, no.
Okay. Meanwhile, another story out there... What is the story with this, David? The Democrats file a bill renaming a federal prison?
Yeah, so some Republicans in Congress are talking about trying to rename Dulles International Airport to make it Donald Trump International Airport.
Okay.
It's that's never going to pass. I think it's kind of a waste of time.
It's still fun.
Yeah, that won't happen, but Democrats decided to dork out, filing a bill that would rename the Miami Federal Correctional Institution to Donald Trump Federal Correctional Institution. Jerry Connolly is one of the people who signed on to the bill, and he talked about it on MSNBC.
Can you paint a picture of what he looks like? Because I can.
He squat, has a graying hair, a bushy little mustache, and.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got it.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, there's a nice federal penitentiary right near Mar-a-Lago. And I just thought for a guy who's now got 88 criminal indictments pending, criminal, plus two major civil penalty trials that have already been resolved, costing them about $500 million. I think it's only fitting that if Republicans really want to honor Donald Trump, the most appropriate way to do that is to name a federal prison he might be visiting soon after Donald J. Trump.
Now,
what a freaking dork. And it's just always going to be a dork.
Part of the thing is they think that's an own. I kind of think Trump would love it.
He would.
I mean, because you
got to lock him up.
Yeah. The Democrats are so corrupt. They're trying to name a prison after me and trying to send me there because they're threatened by me. Dude, that guy would be talking about opening up blackjack tables in the prison. he'd be like, what? Can we get a show here or something? What's Beyonce doing? Does she want a residency?
Every time these nitwits think they have an own, they don't.
Like, you're telling
me they're terrible at this. They don't know how to play this game.
If somebody were to go up to Trump and say, hey, you know, the Democrats are talking about naming a federal prison after you, they really think that his mind wouldn't immediately go to, like, what kind of font he's going to use in the golden letters outside? It's going to be a beautiful prison, the best prison ever.
People want to go there.
I think it's badass. They should do it.
Gosh. Be on the lookout, by the way. May have already heard this. The eclipse could cause a lot of car crashes.
That's what I keep hearing.
Yeah, a study found there was a brief but significant 31% jump in accidents surrounding the big eclipse in 2017, which translates to an extra crash every 25 minutes. So watch out for that as people are trying to check it out in different areas. And is that Torreon, Mexico?
Yeah.
Total eclipse. Lakeview, Canyon, Texas, partial eclipse. Are you dazzled yet, Scott?
No, it just looks like a moon. I've seen that a million times.
Yeah, but we're watching it on TV. You're not getting
that. That's true. I'm not.
Some places it's cloudy, and people have spent a lot of money to be there. Man, that sucks.
Rough.
Yeah.
Well, the economy will get a bump. Joe Biden should thank them for this.
All right, news update straight ahead. Spring is here, and that means making plans for home projects, summer plans, and vacations.
Something else you can do for your family this spring? Shopping for life insurance with Policy Genius as part of your financial planning for the year.
You know, getting life insurance today means you'll have peace of mind so that if something were to happen to you, your family can cover expenses while getting back on their feet.
Policy Genius has licensed, award-winning agents and technology that makes it easy to compare life insurance quotes from America's top insurers in just a few clicks to find your lowest price.
With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 per year for $1 million worth of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid unnecessary medical exams.
Policy Genius works for you, not the insurance companies. That means they don't have an incentive to recommend one insurer over another.
Save time and money and provide your family with a financial safety net using Policy Genius.
Head to PolicyGenius.com and get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you could save.
That's PolicyGenius.com. Baseball season is here, and the biggest moments in basketball and hockey are coming.
It's a great time to check out Prize Picks.
Get in on the playoff action and get up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason.
Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between.
Prize Picks even offers injury insurance so that your entries stay in play even if one of your players gets hurt.
Yeah, for basketball games, if you have a player who exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, Prize Picks will have your back and not count that as a loss.
Prize Picks also offers weekly promotions and special offers for the biggest moments in sports.
It's really simple to play. I can make my picks and submit my entry in less than 60 seconds.
Prize Picks now offers Apple Pay for quick and easy deposits into your account this basketball season.
Download the app today and use code MVCR for a first deposit match up to $100.
That's code MVCR on Prize Picks for a deposit match up to $100.
Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Yeah, the Markley Van Camp and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. David, man, I can tell the excitement is about to overtake you.
Get a little bit
10 minutes
dark,
away.
But I will say I have really crucial advice to anybody trying to view the solar eclipse in South Texas or at least in the San Antonio area. Never look at the clouds directly without sunglasses. I don't mean to laugh. It's just kind of funny because I stepped outside during the break and I was trying to see because we're getting close to the total eclipse thing and it's just clouds. I don't even know where the sun is.
Oh, man. Golly. Well, yeah, man, you're spending thousands of dollars.
Some people have. Yeah. I mean, there were I heard from a colleague of mine that somebody has an Airbnb out in the hill country near Kerrville, and they leased out their Airbnb for $3,000 a night. And it was like a minimum of 3 nights. And so somebody just dropped the better part of $10,000.
Dang.
And it's cloudy.
Okay, I can't help where my mind goes. I'm just asking the question, what's worse? You spend $10,000 to go see your team in the Super Bowl and they lose, or $10,000 for the eclipse and it's cloudy?
I'd say Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
That's worse?
Yeah, that's worse. Because at least you get a trip out. It's still pretty to hang out in the hill country and all that. That's just where my mind immediately goes. Yeah.
I thought you guys would both go the other way and say at least the experience of being at a Super Bowl and all of that sort of thing.
It sounds like a pain in the butt to me.
The Super Bowl?
Yeah, just the whole experience.
It didn't used to be that way.
No, I would have done it before, but no. The older I get, the more I don't want to do it.
And you don't like people on your lawn? Can't stand it.
Well, no, that's not entirely true. It depends on who's on my lawn and for what purpose they're on my lawn.
Got it.
If they're on my lawn to mow it, then I'm okay with it.
Please.
Yeah.
This is interesting. I didn't know we were at the point where the economy's bad enough where people are saying groceries are a splurge.
Yeah. Yeah, this is crazy. Business Insider has this article out today. It says Millennials and Gen Z's new trendy splurge, groceries.
What?
Groceries
is a splurge.
Yeah, that's a splurge because they spend more on groceries than any other expense. And I'm going, that's not a splurge. That's called inflation, buddy. That's a...
Okay, I'm trying to understand. I mean, you got to have food to eat.
Yes, you do need... You need to eat.
Unless you're going hunger strike, but I think that's like 0.00001% of the population, so you got to have food, and they're saying that groceries are a splurge, like certain groceries, or...
Yeah, so it's this report from a polling firm called McKinsey & Company, and they asked 4,000 people from baby boomers to Gen Xers about the categories they intend to splurge on this year, and among millennials and Gen Zers... groceries ranked highest, outpacing restaurants, bars, travel, beauty, and personal care, apparel, and fitness. But, like, you need groceries to survive, so that's not really a splurge.
Unless you're talking about certain groceries that you get that are not so much things you need.
I suppose.
Like extras?
Like they talked to one guy who said that he buys fancy sodas. So that's a splurge to get a Kraft soda or something?
Okay, at least I can kind of understand that. You know, because you have kids and then they're, you know, say, hey, we want A, B, and C. And it's like, hey, money doesn't grow on trees. You're going with everything that your dad told you. You know? We don't have a money farm here.
Yeah.
Okay, that costs money. That costs more than your Dr. Thunder. Generic, okay? So you want something all fancy. That's a special treat for now and again. So at least that part, I understand. Did you know men are better off on dating apps when they say, I like long walks on the beach?
No, they're not.
Sure. Of course they are. This is the Markley Van Camp and Robin Show. We can get more into that later.
Oh, you've got to now. That you can't just tease me like that. Is that real, what you just said?
Yes.
Oh, for God's sake.
Well, you got to think, what is a woman looking for?
That's the most trite, bogus answer.
Well, you have boneheads out there going, I love watching WWE. Sorry. Well, that's not exactly going to attract the ladies. Yeah, that may be true, and have fun watching, but I wouldn't put it on the dating profile.
There may be another angle to it, is that guys or ladies also appreciate guys with a sense of humor, and they may see that as self-effacing. If you say, well, I do like long walks on the beach.
Right.
Yeah. Puppies, babies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, got it.
You talk about your kitties. Nothing wrong with that.
That's real.
Oh, that's true.
I like taking long walks on the beach with my cats.
The Robin's trifecta next. Markley Van Camp and Robin Show. I'm Jamie Markley, the Gen Xer. The Millennial David Van Camp checking out the eclipse. Sexy Boomer, that's got Robin.
Yep.
David looking into the clouds. San Antonio. For our friends in Dallas, pretty close to the total eclipse right now.
Yeah.
Very close.
Yeah, I would say there.
Kerrville is definitely there. Dallas, they're getting ready. So here we go. And by the way, I think it's a rule in broadcast, isn't it? I'll see you on the dark side of the moon. I don't want to break the rule, Scott. You got to bust out the Floyd.
No, yeah.
It's part of it. You seem underwhelmed right now.
Yeah, you know, a song that popped into my head today, though.
What?
Was You're So Vain from Carly Simon.
Why is that?
It told me you went to Nova Scotia to see the total eclipse of the sun.
Oh, that lyric.
It was just one of those weird things that popped into my head today. I'm like, yeah, I forgot about that. Bonnie Tyler's everywhere, by the way. It's the I mean, she was performing live. There's this all kinds of gigs she's getting now.
Oh, yeah.
Doing Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Yes. What about... What about the Police?
Oh, Police. I didn't think about that one. Yeah.
I got to say, I mean, not there, and it's on TV, but in Kerrville, Texas, where it's a total eclipse, I mean, it's dark, very as you would dark. Expect.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool. David Van Camp with a report right now from San Antonio.
Yeah, it's kind of dark, and it's getting a little bit lighter now.
That is the kind of dazzling coverage that you can expect each and every day on this program. The Markley Van Camp and Robin Show.
We'll say we have some transmitters on the property here in the station, yeah. And the lights came on. That was kind of funny.
Oh, yeah.
The street lights.
Yeah. The thing is, it's kind of a bummer because it is very, very cloudy. So you can't really watch the actual eclipse.
Yeah, that is a bummer. I don't think they're having that problem so much in Dallas.
No.
And my son is playing in a college golf tournament today. And when they're in an area where it's going to be 75%. But at the peak, I think they're just like going to relax for like 20 minutes, check it out. They got the glasses and then back to it. Mm-hmm. All I'm thinking is, man, if you just ended with a par or birdie, you're on a good run, that's okay. If you're like, you know, five over and you just... made double, you're going to be just, I don't care about this eclipse. Let's just get to the next hole.
I'll tell you what, if it goes dark and I got 120 feet out, I'm kicking it to the end of the cup.
Got some cheating going on. Yeah, no one's going to watch. Yeah. Everybody's looking out.
Yeah. Right.
So just keeping an eye on that. I mean, watching it on TV, you know. Looks like they're having fun, though, where people are able to enjoy it. So that's a good thing. All right, are you ready for your big three?
Sure.
Is Casey even in today, or was he taking the day off?
I have no
off?
Idea if he's out.
I don't know if he's here or not.
Are you ready?
One, two,
it's the three most important news stories of the day.
I hit the trifecta.
Well, at least according to Scott Robbins. It's the trifecta on the Markley Van Camp and Robbins Show.
Is he doing this?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. Oh. Yeah, the Scott Robbins trifecta. Top three every day at this time, helped by his hero.
I'm Casey Kasem.
You got your glasses on? Your
yes.
Protective eyewear?
Yeah.
Okay, you got to be able to see those charts when you count them down.
I'm ready.
Okay.
Three.
Well, this is a not unexpected, but kind of sad nonetheless. All or more of the 399-cent stores across the country are closing down.
Really?
It just doesn't affect the shoppers, but also those who depend on it in some of the neighborhoods particularly. Right now, everything is 30% off. Business, they say, is brisk.
This is 99-cent stores?
Yes, are like the dollar stores, which are like the other stores.
Okay.
Similar to them. Some are owned by the same company, as a matter of fact. A lot of the neighborhood people are saying, it's sad. I can't get my apples, can't get bananas anymore. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm really going to miss it. Now, the reason they're closing down, of course, is because of inflation. High cost. Can't keep them open. Too much overhead. Products cost too much. They got to shut them down. So the employees received a 60-day notice. There are 371 stores across Arizona, California, Nevada, and Texas. Houston area, for example, there are 18 of them within city limits. They cited several factors for their decision. Of course, the economy being one of them, theft being another, and, they're gone.
Okay, theft? What kind of garbage animal is stealing from the 99-cent store?
There are plenty out there. No, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what it is.
You're a bad person. If you're stealing from the 99-cent store.
Think of it this way, David. Think of that poor little lady down at the gas station not far from where you're at right now. People were ripping her off.
Yeah.
There are bad people everywhere.
That's true. Yeah.
I mean, they're going to rip that person off. They'll rip off the 99-cent store.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now, on with the countdown.
Scott Robbins trifecta, top three of the day.
Two.
Pfizer has been accused by the UK's pharmaceutical watchdog group of bringing discredit on the industry after the senior executives there used the social media, they say, to promote an unlicensed COVID vaccine.
Heck you say.
The company has been found to have breached the regulatory code five different times, which includes making misleading claims, failing to maintain high standards, and promoting unlicensed medicines. A ruling by the pharmaceutical watchdog group, Prescription Medicines Code, relates to the complaint. After a message was posted on X, formerly known as Twitter, the complaint raised concerns about Pfizer's misuse of social media to misleadingly and illegally promote their COVID vaccine, according to the ruling.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
People are like, can you sue them?
You know what? I mean,
no.
We all had to sign a waiver before we took that stupid vaccine.
And the countdown continues.
Yes, the Scott Robbins trifecta.
I can't wait for my tail to start growing, though. It's just a matter of time.
And finally,
yes,
one.
Mayo Clinic also in the news today. Experts there are now saying, boy, this is shocking. Puberty blockers can lead to withering testicles, fertility problems, and even cancer among the trans kids who take them. This is a study that they just released. The findings cast doubt on the reversibility of puberty blockers, a key claim of the trans activists who promote these drugs, saying they only pause puberty and buy time for the trans kids to make decisions. Instead, researchers now saying puberty blockers hurt the development of testicles and sperm in a way that is not fully reversible, and the ability to have children may be null and void when they grow up.
Duh, really?
Exactly.
Time out for just a second before you go on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking this question, just perception. Do you think there are a large number of people in the country that still believe that there's no harm to the puberty blockers, that it can just be reversed, like snap of fingers?
Yeah, I do.
Sure.
Because,
yeah, I do too.
Because they don't do any research on it. They just sort of see it on the news and go about their day.
Yeah.
And I would love to see a poll asking how many people think that there is such a thing as puberty blockers. Like, there is a drug that is developed specifically for the purpose of blocking puberty, and it's been FDA approved. I would love to know how many people think that, because I'm pretty sure most people would think that. It's
yep.
not true. They're pumping cancer drugs into kids.
That's what it is. Yeah, you're right about that, David. That's a great point.
No, absolutely it is. I agree with you 100%. By the way, they said also that they've got their small clusters of a calcium of the testicles that lead to cancer. That's also been shown in a smaller group of people who receive this.
Right.
What are we doing?
Some people are making a lot of money and activists are getting their way.
How is this allowable? I mean, anything
else. We have
else.
Corruption if this, at all levels.
Name me one other drug that's being prescribed to children, if the effects were this, would be allowed to continue.
That's a great question.
None. None would be.
I mean, we've gone over this so many different times about different things that kids can't do, decisions that we don't allow them to make because their brain is not fully developed. But yet, this is okay, and a kid just knows.
Mm-hmm.
With all of the proof of the social contagion that we've seen over the last few years, especially with this whole thing, it's
really remarkable. I mean, it really is. I mean, I'm not surprised at all by any of this. We've been talking about it for a long time. Nobody knew what the end result of this stuff was going to be, and the whole reversible nonsense.
Right. Well, that's one thing the left does a lot, is they make something sound really positive and helpful, and just you're looking out for the best interest of people when it's exactly the opposite, you know, in the end.
Yeah.
So there you go.
And there you have it.
Yes, the Scott Robbins trifecta.
Put your glasses on, Casey, if you're going to go outside and look up, okay?
Yeah.
The ones I gave to you.
I think he's going to do that.
All right.
Okay. You know, today is also, Scott, I don't know if you knew this, Trading Cards for Grown-Ups Day.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay. I have a mild interest in something like this.
David rolls his eyes.
Baseball cards?
Isn't just baseball cards.
Trading cards of any kind, huh?
It's Magic the Gathering.
Yes,
I don't even know what
that
is.
Stuff. I don't.
What's that?
Oh, it's one of those.
It's a role-playing game.
Yeah.
But also some of the cards are really rare, and it's been around for a long time.
Like role-playing during sexy time? Or?
No.
No.
I will just say, based on my experience, the dudes who are really into Magic the Gathering aren't all that familiar with sexy time.
Oh.
But no, I mean, I remember...
So you're saying it's a dork fest.
Yeah, someone I knew one time, this is the first time I ever heard about it. I was in middle school, and somebody said, oh, yeah, I got for my birthday, I got two packs of Magic cards. I thought he was talking about card tricks, and I got really excited. And he's like, "You want to see them?" I was like, "Yeah, sure." And then it's like The Witcher and the all these like weird orc things and all that nonsense. And I'm like, "You dork! Come on, man! You got to play D&D like a real man."
That's right.
So if you want to get in on that, Scott,
I don't.
It's Trading Cards for Grown-Ups Day. That's what it says. It's baseball cards and all this other stuff, too.
I usually get 3 or 4 packs a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, because most grown men that I know that do that certainly aren't dorks.
Well, you know, you save the ones you want to keep and the rest of
it's like it's an investment.
Yeah. With other people.
Yeah, forget gold. Baseball cards. I'm joking. Joke. Huh?
See? I like my baseball card.
I know you do. I'm not going to get in the way of that. All right, we got to get to a news update, and Nimrod's in the news straight ahead. There's a very common sense reason gold is pushing to all-time highs right now. Actually, there are several reasons.
Well, yeah, the cost of goods continues to rise. I mean, since January of 2021, cost of living is up 17.9%.
The national debt continues to skyrocket, causing many to worry when the House of Cards is going to come crashing down.
A presidential election year that will have massive implications on the future of this country.
All of this adds up to instability and uncertainty, and that is why so many Americans are turning to Birch Gold Group. Have you diversified your savings yet? Secure a portion of them with gold from Birch Gold.
Just text MVCR to 989898 and get your free info kit. You'll learn how to convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. And it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket.
They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and tens of thousands of happy customers.
Just text MVCR to 989898 to claim your free info kit and protect your savings from uncertainty today.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Twitter.
Yeah. The Markley Van Camp and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. You know, the less your business spends on operations on multiple systems, a number of different things. Obviously, the more margin you have and the more money you get to keep.
Yeah, but, you know, everything costs more. Higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing. How do you try to absorb those costs and still make a profit?
So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle.
NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth.
You reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required.
You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite.
And you improve efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors.
More than 37,000 companies have already made the move, so you do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Hey, and now through April 15th, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/MVR.
That's netsuite.com/MVR.
netsuite.com/MVR.
All right. News update. David Van Camp.
Joe Biden announcing another plan to try to eliminate student loan debt. He's just going to keep doing this until Election Day. He's trying to buy as many votes as possible, knowing that, hey, the pro-Hamas crowd may be mad at me, but a lot of them or their kids owe a lot in college, so or in college debt, so I'm going to keep paying them. He brought up a common criticism, which is, hey, what about the people who didn't go to college because they knew they couldn't afford it or they didn't want to?
What about the trade, something like that? Yeah.
Yeah, well, he's added a new element to his life story, I'll tell you that.
People say to me, it's great you're helping people into college. How about all those hardworking people who grew up and had no opportunity to go to college? I get it. That's the neighborhood I come from.
Ah, the neighborhood where you also grew up in the Puerto Rican community, went to a black church while being an Irish Catholic. Gay dudes were walking around holding their hands in the 1950s. I'm missing something. I know I'm missing something.
Oh, it could go on and on.
Don't we have Greek Orthodox now thrown in there?
Yes. Near the top of his class. He went to college, law school. He finished near the top, except he didn't. He lied. And any number of different things.
Well, it was upside down when he looked at it.
Oh, my God. Unreal.
I know.
Damn.
So he understands, but we're still going to screw you people.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Yeah, and the education secretary, Ardona, he was out talking about it this weekend, too.
If these plans are finalized as proposed, altogether this administration will begin to cancel up to $20,000 in interest for millions of borrowers and full loan forgiveness for millions more this fall.
You know, the craziest thing is that one of the justifications for increasing the federal government's role in issuing and backing up student loans and federalizing this whole process was that the returns on it, including interest, people paying back their loans would also help then fund Obamacare. And now they're just like, out of hell with it. Whatever. It's made up money anyway.
Damn, man. Unbelievable. All right, let's get to Nimrod. Roll it out.
When the going gets tough.
Damn it, this is too hard.
The dumb get dumber.
All right, Dean.
It's Nimrod's in the News on the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
I love the poorly educated.
All right. Nimrod's in the News. Scott, I think you're going to like the story. Thief stole money from a baseball team swear jar. Did you hear about this?
No.
This 34-year-old dude from Pennsylvania, Kalaud Good, arrested for stealing from the Lancaster Stormers back in 2021, then known as the Barnstormers. They played at Clipper Magazine Stadium in Lancaster. Reported multiple items missing, including a digital projector, an Alexa smart speaker, the team manager's Bluetooth speaker, and around $200 from the team's swear jar.
Oh, man.
Thief also snagged the team's CFO's credit card. He attempted to make multiple charges, but all of them were declined except for a $26 cab ride. It wasn't hard to pin it on him. He worked for the team at the time, and there's security footage of him taking the items. He was charged in 2022, but he's spent the last 2 years on the run. But he was finally arrested in New York last week and has been extradited to Lancaster.
Gosh.
Hilarious.
Swear jar.
Yes.
Man.
Yes. And that is Nimrod's in the News. And this is the Markley Van Camp and Robin Show.